From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is proposing cuts and changes to more than 120 federal programs as part of the budget plan President Obama is sending to Congress on Monday. The savings would total about $20 billion and be part of the freeze Mr. Obama is proposing on much domestic spending over the next 3 years. Spending plan also includes $200 million to help pay for security costs in cities where trials of accused terrorists, such as self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, take place. The New York Times says the budget totals about $3.8 trillion. Doctors treating earthquake victims in Haiti say dozens of patients could die there in the next couple of days unless medical evacuation flights resume so they can be taken to the U.S. for treatment. NPR's David Shaper in Port-au-Prince says for now, the flights have been halted.
The U.S. military suspended medical airlifts out of Haiti Wednesday. The reason? Florida Governor Charlie Crist, whose state has received several hundred critical patients from Haiti, raised concerns about his state's trauma centers filling up and over the costs of treating the earthquake victims. And other states are apparently refusing to take Haitian patients. Military officials here say medevac planes can't take off if they've got no place to land. Doctors with the University of Miami's Global Institute for Community Health and Development say there are 100 critically ill patients who will die in the next couple of days if they aren't medevaced. They say two men with tetanus have already died, waiting at a field hospital at the Port-au-Prince airport, and a 5-year-old girl there with tetanus could die within 24 hours if she's not airlifted to the U.S. and put on a respirator. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Much of the southeastern U.S. is blanketed with snow and ice from a winter storm that blitzed the region today. That ice was thick enough to down trees and power lines, especially in Oklahoma, where Michael Cross of member station KOSU says utility crews are out working to restore electricity.
More than 130,000 Oklahomans remain without power, and emergency management officials say it could be 10 days to 2 weeks before they get electricity to some areas. Governor Brad Henry says it could be several weeks before an assessment of the damage from the ice storm is complete.
Our emergency management people are still assessing damages and compiling reports of damages from the various communities throughout the state. So there's a particular threshold that you have to meet, and they're still determining that.
The number of homes and businesses without power peaked at 180,000 after freezing rain brought an inch to an inch and a half of ice to the southwest parts of the state. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has given the go-ahead to Toyota's plan for fixing accelerator problems on 8 Toyota models. Toyota may have decided to delay the repairs if it had not gotten the agency's approval. The company has been sending parts to dealerships and will announce on Monday exactly how the problem will be remedied. This is NPR News. China says it is imposing sanctions on U.S. companies involved in a planned sale of more than $6 billion worth of weapons to Taiwan. The Chinese government is also suspending military exchanges with the U.S. China says the arms sale will damage its national security and its effort to reunify with Taiwan, which China considers a breakaway province. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the administration regrets China's actions and believes that President Obama's policies contribute to stability and security in the region. Rebels in northern Yemen say they're ready to accept the government's conditions for a ceasefire as soon as attacks against them stop. Kelly McKeever says more from Riyadh.
In an audio statement posted online, rebel leader Abdelmalek al-Houthi promised to open roads, surrender strategic mountain positions, and return prisoners if the Yemeni army will end its offensive. Houthi said he's making the offer to avoid more civilian casualties. The UN says 250,000 people have been displaced by the latest round of fighting, which began last fall. Since then, several other truce agreements between the rebels and the Yemeni government have broken down. The Houthis have been fighting the government off and on since 2004. They claim they're a persecuted minority that wants its own autonomous government. Earlier this week, the Houthis said they withdrew from neighboring Saudi Arabia. The Saudi military said it wasn't a withdrawal, it was a defeat. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Riyadh.
NATO is pledging to investigate a friendly fire incident that left 4 Afghan soldiers dead. An airstrike was called in on what turned out to be an Afghan army post. Miss Virginia is the winner of this year's Miss America pageant in Las Vegas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.